Hello, hello, hello. Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Okay, listen. Please pardon the interruption to this podcast so that I can tell you myself. You are awesome. I mean, you're just awesome. You're doing great. Yeah, you may have had a day or two here or there where you couldn't remember the last episode you listened to. Wait, did I hear this one already? I don't know. He sings the same song in every episode. Yeah, you may have struggled with implementing or successfully achieving some of the things in these episodes thus far. Yeah, maybe you're just listening to these episodes because Father Jared shared it with you in a text and you just feel obligated to listen in the case that he asks you about it one day and you don't want to have to lie to him about listening to it. Whatever the case may be, you've done great because you have made it to this third and final part of our Advent series. As we have said, our King is on his way, and we are super excited about it. However, the not so exciting part is that we might not exactly be the most prepared when he arrives. So, to minimize the awkwardness of being found, well, a hot mess when our Lord arrives, we've decided to investigate the state of our mangers if we truly are to be a resting place for this tiny yet almighty King. So first, we looked at the fruits of the Holy Spirit to determine the overall quality of our mangers, of our souls. Then, finding some or all of those perfect qualities to be lacking, we set out to find the weaknesses causing these imperfect qualities, so that we can then strive for the opposite, strengths, that is, virtues. But now comes the hard, cold truth. What if I try and try to get myself ready for the Lord? I try to be virtuous, but I am just an unsuccessful and stubbornly unvirtuous manger. Well, contrary to popular belief, you are not an absolute failure. In fact, you are in the best possible place for a climactic success, a comeback story. And how do you do this, you ask? Well, by asking for help. Perfect mangers aren't perfect because they were simply made perfect, or because they practiced hard enough. No, they also needed some help. This help we call the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of these gifts is wisdom. Wisdom is a gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift from God, by which he aids us, allows us to see things from his perspective. When tempted with intemperance or impurity or gluttony or sloth, It is the gift of wisdom, if God so bestows it, that allows us to see these temptations for what they are. Temptations, right? Momentary, fleeting pleasures with no substantial fulfillment. Wisdom gives clarity in our moments of weakness. It presents reasons to be grateful when we are bitter and resentful. It reveals the bigger picture when we are tempted to act with limited knowledge. In other words, wisdom rips away the roof of the stable and allows us to see the great mystery at work, as vast as the sky above. Is this a gift, this wisdom? Is this the gift that God is wanting to bestow upon you? What if He is waiting for you to simply ask?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.